From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
No matter who says it, no matter how many times it comes up,
yeah,
there are some people that just don't want to listen.
All right.
And they have a bunch of loopholes they think can protect them.
Yeah.
The bottom line is this. You can't host a party for a teenage kid and their friends where they're drinking.
Right.
But you wouldn't know that if you read the letter we're going to share with you today.
Can't wait to hear this.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, it's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago,
We
shared with you a story that started with the cops getting called when a bunch of teenagers were allegedly throwing rocks at a car. When the cops got to the scene, They say the teens were drunk. The story does not say the teens were arrested. However, a woman who provided them with alcohol was. And this story was a reminder, with proms and balls and graduation parties happening as we speak, there are parents who think they can host these types of parties.
Yeah.
Allow drinking for their friends, for their kids and their kids' friends. And we wanted to remind everybody, you're taking a huge risk. Now, some of these parents, Tommy, they have the best intentions.
Yeah.
The idea being, they believe that these kids are going to go out drinking anyway, and they want these kids to be safe at home.
So you're going to control it under your watch.
Bingo. Problem with this idea, however.
Yeah, what's that?
When you get a bunch of drunk teenagers, there is always, at minimum, one drunk dick.
Yeah, they get a vote in your plan.
Yes. And if things get out of control, You as a parent are screwed.
Oh, yeah.
You can't kick the kid out. That's dangerous, right? You can't call the kid's parents if they don't know that they're drinking.
You could lose your house.
You got it.
Legit.
And you can't even call the cops to that point.
Yes.
Because.
But they'll be there.
There you go. That is unless you take the advice of this woman.
Wow.
Because, Tommy, she says not only is providing alcohol to teens completely fine.
All right.
There is part of the law carved out in New York State to protect her and parents like her. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, wanting us fired, advocating for underage drinking. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
You did a story on a woman arrested for letting kids underage drink and talked about how letting teens drink at your home was wrong and against the law. Well, I'm writing to inform you, you're wrong on both accounts. To begin with, as a parent, I know what is best for my child. I am there to keep them safe, and this is the safest option. In addition to that, I am allowed to have fun with my kids in any way I see fit as long as I keep them safe. The situation you discussed ended with property damage and shows that woman was not the type of mother who knows her kids well enough to make this work. When you said it was against the law, you're wrong there, too. New York State law has a provision that allows underage kids to drink when the alcohol is provided in a private home by a parent or guardian. When my kids' friends are over, I am their guardian. They are in my home. It is legal. I consulted a lawyer in the past, and he says I am right and you're wrong. You're providing false information that is scaring parents for no reason and putting kids' lives in danger, and you're doing it just for the shock jock value and rating. I encourage you to research your topics better and be better informed before you spread more misinformation and fake news. Sincerely, Laura.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to get the legal stuff out of the way first. Right. This woman could not have been more wrong about what she said.
I don't know. That's what her lawyer said, Pat.
Yeah. Right. But no, not her lawyer. She knows a lawyer.
She consulted a lawyer.
Consulted a lawyer. And not only did the lawyer say she was right,
yeah,
we were wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah. Even though she didn't know we had this take until recently. So although in New York State there is a provision that allows parents or guardians to legally let their kids drink inside of their homes, it has nothing to do with what this woman thinks it does. Okay. When it says guardian, it means legal guardian, not person watching them for the night.
Yeah.
But even if it's
sleepover.
Exactly. But even if it did say that, there are specific laws in New York State that spell out what she wants as super illegal.
Mm.
Quote the law, just so we get this out of the way.
All right.
Quote, it is unlawful for any person over the age of 21 to knowingly allow the consumption of alcohol by minors at their residence. It doesn't get more cut and dry than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe Laura should do more research.
But she knows how many shots her kids can handle.
Okay. Why is that a brag, by the way?
I don't know.
She bragged about that.
I know the alcohol limitations of my children.
I have
hit them to the limit.
We drink safely in this house.
Can I just do a quick sidebar?
What's that?
There is nothing worse than stupid people thinking they found a loophole in an obvious law. Like, the state goes out of their way, federal government goes out of their way to make sure they are keeping kids from hurting themselves.
Right.
But Laura from Rochester outsmarted all of them.
Yes, she did.
Right?
You also don't think that every parent that's been busted for something like this didn't try to find a loophole?
Thank you.
Didn't seem to work out for them.
Yeah. None of them were as smart as Laura was. I'm going to take this to the Supreme Court. Okay, but Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
There was another part of Laura's letter that is a bit bothersome.
What's that?
Like we said earlier, you can understand, despite it being super illegal, why the logic of not wanting kids out drunk in the wild would lead to a parent thinking this is a good idea. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. But it does seem Laura may have other motives. A quote from her letter talking about her kids and their friends. Quote, "I am here to keep them safe, and this is the safest option. In addition to that, I am allowed to have fun with my kids in any way I see fit as long as I keep them safe."
Mm.
What do you hear in that sentence?
I mean, it sounds like she thinks she can do whatever she wants with her kids. And it's none of the government's damn business.
She does believe that.
Yeah.
It also, that line, "I'm allowed to have fun with my kids in any way I see fit as long as I keep them safe." Are you drinking with your kids because you think it's fun to drink with your teenage kids?
That could be. Yeah.
It's possible.
Are there adult parents who have teenagers?
That are drinking buddies?
They have fun drinking with their underage kids?
You're like Mickey Mantle?
I'm asking sincerely.
That could be.
What about that would be fun?
How sad is that?
Well, hey, let's put sad aside.
Like, your kids are drinking, buddy.
Let's put sad aside. Look, hey, man, you always need someone to drink with.
That's true.
And if that's the only person. What would be fun about drinking with a teenager? I asked man who drank with teenager.
But that was different.
Okay, it was a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, neither of us wanted to go home.
No, like, I mean, I'm thinking of my girls right now, right? And my oldest is 14 years old.
Right.
I could not imagine something less fun than, like, partying with my daughter.
But what if your daughter's 16, 17, and your wife wants to share a glass of wine with her?
I would have a problem with that.
But I could see that being a scenario.
Not like
we're going to drink to her, you know, knock
out. I'm going to say the line gets blurred more like 18, 19, when your kid goes off on their own, and your relationship with them is transitioning from child to adult. So I can see how maybe at that point you feel like my kid is an adult. I don't mind having a glass of wine or drinking with them or going to their school to party with them.
Okay. is someone who's speaking from personal experience?
I don't know, I'm just saying. But I did feel my relationship with my parents shift around that age, where I don't think they saw me as, they weren't taking care of me.
Do you have a problem with what Kimmy's describing?
So, like, going up, drinking with the, you're out of high school, but
you're in college. Either you're going up to their
college,
you're
18. Yeah, you're
or when they come home, they're hanging out having drinks with you when they're.
I guess. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked by it.
Okay, so it wouldn't bother you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So then what? If we're going to play devil's advocate, can't you make the argument? What's the difference between 17, 18, and 19?
You're still dealing with high school dynamics at 16, 17, and you're probably dealing more with those other kids and their parents more.
Okay.
I don't know. I just think that, you know, when you still have to worry about school, things are a little different.
I mean, none of it's a good idea.
I mean, look, she's arguing it is, and there's lots of parents data right now. I'm sorry.
I mean, the way you're doing it, always make your kids uncomfortable about alcohol.
Say that again.
Make your kids uncomfortable about alcohol.
Okay.
If you start making it like, this is what we do. I think it's a bad road.
No, I agree with you. And I say this as someone who
I struggled with alcohol my entire adult life. Still do.
Samesies. Like, I don't want to kick that off early.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want you comfortable. Like, hey, you know, crack open a bottle. We're going to hang out.
Yeah. 252 WCMF hate mail of the week. A woman named, was it Laura? writes us, argues after a story we talked about 2 weeks ago, underage kids, woman arrested for providing the kids with alcohol, that one, it is more responsible to allow your kids to drink at home because they're safe. And two, she claims that she found a loophole in New York State law that makes it legal, which she 100% did not.
Yeah.
And the lawyer that she talked to, you should find a new lawyer. Let's talk to Jerry. Hey, Jerry, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, so here's the deal. I think Laura has a relation to Diddy, okay? So let's just say, considering she likes to have quote-unquote fun with her kids' friends at parties.
Nope, I'm not going down this road, Jerry. Thanks for the call.
I think it's a little...
Yeah, okay.
What the hell?
Oh.
All right.
You can get all... I mean,
I don't know. Jerry's trying to be funny or something. I don't know. Nice try.
I'd say try again, but don't.
It wasn't a nice try.
Nick, I don't know if it was Jerry from yesterday, but he's no longer here for the chuckles.
He was just here for the chuckles yesterday. The chuckles were fun.
We gave him too much credit.
Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. My take on the drinking thing, not underage, but I had a son, so I'd have a friend for life, a buddy to do stuff with when he's of age. So drinking with your kids when they're of age is okay. But your take sounded like you wouldn't have fun with your kids in that type of setting at all. Now, I don't know. I guess I'm going to figure it
You're
out
not
when
there
I get
yet.
There.
Yeah.
You don't want to have fun with your kids with alcohol.
Well,
you don't.
When they're grown?
Well, like 30s, 40s, it's different. But like they're just getting into this stuff. I don't know. You know, I wouldn't encourage it. I'd rather have a kid that never touched alcohol.
No, you wouldn't. You say those people are lame. You're going to sit here and be like responsible grandfather now?
Yes.
I don't trust people who don't drink. I don't want to hang around people who don't drink. People who don't drink are lame asses.
Yes. But it's a better decision.
Well, no. I mean, I think you can make the argument.
Yeah.
Look, again, I don't want to tell anybody to drink.
No.
Because I very rarely drink anymore. Mm. Right? But it's hard to be social and fit in certain spaces without a drink in your hand.
I understand.
And even you, when we go out and I get a Diet Coke sometimes. See, you just made the face, you dick.
Enjoy a Coke, boy. Have a joy of Coke on your rack.
Oh, Popeye was there?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Frank. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
There's always a house to go over to, even in the 60s when I was 16 and 17, where you could go and get some Strawberry Hill or Boone's Farm apple wine.
But that's as low as it gets.
Was just trying to be sociable or whatever. Maybe she was hot for one of the seniors in high school.
Cocktails and pedophilia.
it wasn't like... You know,
Boone's Farm and Boys.
Always a place to go to get something to drink like that.
No, I get what you're saying. I guess the difference is like back then the drinking age federally was 18. We had a discussion in this initial discussion, we had thought out loud like there are really no more parents left of 16, 17, 18 year olds who were legally
they
allowed
grew
to drink
up in that world.
Yeah, at 18. So maybe it was going to change. But I mean, based on the response we got, Frank, this seems like something that's never going to change.
No, I don't think it will either. Like I said, there's always a place, you know, you somehow on a Thursday, whose place are we going to go to tonight or tomorrow night on a Friday night, you know? So you'd bring some, you know, Andre Champagne was real big then. $1.99 a bottle. I remember that.
$1.99 a bottle for champagne.
Champipple.
Hey, Frank, thanks.
$1.99.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Good to talk to you. There goes Ramblin' Frank.
Yeah.
All right. Like, going back to this thing, too, like, this woman, it was Laura, right?
Yes.
Who writes us this letter. You know, she talks about allowing her kids and other kids, underage kids, to drink. Like, that line, like we said, makes it sound like she's having a good time with them. And if I found out that my kids' friends, parents, were letting them drink and hanging out with them, I would be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, out of my mind pissed.
Because they're not even giving you the heads up.
And it would bother me even more if they were, like, participating in it with them.
So they're,
right? Because, like, the fact that they're drinking without me, you know, part of it, bothersome. But, like, why are you having fun doing this with my child?
Right.
That is alarming.
It's really creepy.
And it's also one of those things that kids don't realize is strange. Until years later.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're 16, 17, 18, and someone's parent is drinking with you, in the moment, that person's awesome. When you hit like 30, 35, it's not awesome when you think back to it anymore.
It's a little sad.
I mean, Kimmy, you had parents that would drink around you guys and allow you to drink.
Well, yeah, and there were
not
like,
parents that you
well,
knew.
And not even like, it was always the parent that really didn't care about other parents' opinions, too.
Yeah.
Like, that was always the one where you're... I remember even as a kid being like, I know you're not supposed to be doing this, but I thank you for it.
Like, the amount of alcohol, like, it was around my house as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Where I knew how to mix drinks as a kid. I could make you a drink. Because my father, like, if he didn't want to get up, he would tell me... He'd be watching television and telling me... what to put in the glass.
Yeah, and, but you sit here and you're saying all the right things, but then you also tell a story of you fondly remembering getting pony cans from your dad's business partner that he would let you carry around and drink.
My old Uncle Art, man, he was so cool.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Troy. Hello, Troy.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
What about European countries where they don't really have a drinking age and there's like children drinking with their families and stuff?
Okay, so let's talk about that because I always
think they're all weird.
Do I have to say it like that? Weird. You know, so Troy, I was fortunate enough to go over to England for that Bills game.
Yeah, yeah, I heard all about it. It was in the papers.
Where were you?
I'm sorry.
I was in London. So Troy, no, you're right. It is. It's kind of a mind F because we were told, my daughters were 13 and 11 at the time, that as long as my kids were like sitting at a table and eating, that they would have served them alcohol. They don't really ask for ID. If the parents are okay with it, the kids can drink beer and wine, right? But Troy, so I'm talking to the bartender about this, and the one thing we never hear about in America about this thing is the bartender's like, we have a really serious alcohol problem with young people.
Well, it doesn't affect their looks.
Young kids puking at the table.
Well, no, not so much that.
So they were heavy
alcoholics.
Like, yeah.
And like the guy was breaking it down for me where he's like, yeah, it's become a legitimate problem here.
Wow.
So Troy, I mean, I get it. And I understand why it looks romantic and fun. And like that's
also
a responsible thing to do.
When you grow up in that world.
Haven't you heard the opposite about that too, though? Like, oh, they're more responsible, they know about drinking at a younger age, so when they get older they're not abusing it like that. I mean, that's what I've always heard.
Yeah, no, I had heard the same thing, and I mean, granted, it's an anecdotal thing that I heard from three people sitting in a bar telling me this.
Well, I don't want to sit at a dinner with a kid in general. I don't want to sit in one that's now got two wines in them.
Troy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF. Dan has got the last word. Hey, Danny boy, what's up?
Hey, Duffy, I got something to add. My neighbors, great people, they let their underage kid drink. But when he comes to my house, I don't allow him to drink, and I'm the idiot because I don't let him allow to drink at my house.
Okay. All right, so do you have a kid his age?
No, I do not. I've got two granddaughters.
Oh, gotcha.
Three and 4 months old.
How old is the neighbor kid?
18.
Why is he at your house?
Because we're a very close-knit community.
Oh, okay.
And we all get along together.
Oh, so you're saying like a cookout, you don't want him to have a beer on your property and that bothers them?
Well, it bothers me, but it doesn't bother his grandparents.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
They say go ahead, let him drink, but he's at my house. I can't let him drink.
No, I would. I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you, Danny boy. It's your ass. So
you know, it's a catch-22. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
No, I think you're doing the right thing. I'd just keep being
better safe than sorry.
Yeah, keep being a big old puss stick in the mud. But I'm with you, Danny boy.
Yeah, but I'm the dick because I don't let him drink.
Yeah, I mean, amongst other things, I don't know you that well.
Yeah, you sound like a dick.
Yeah,
Dan,
the biggest dick you ever met.
All right, Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, if you say I'm in a catch-22, you don't have to say damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? You could just stop it right there.
That's how much of a catch-22 it was. Which, although I think those two things together would just make it a regular situation.
Okay.
Like you loop back around. It's a 180.
Kid's got a beer.
All right, let's take a break.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is way easier to do than you would think.
Oh.
In fact, statistically, there are people listening right now who have done this. Yet, the folks we're going to tell you about had the worst luck possible. Because, yes, they allegedly had some very illegal things in their car.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem they were trying to cross an international border with it.
Oh, it was like a little slip-up.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a 36-year-old man and a 35-year-old woman made a mistake that is now going to haunt them last week at the Canadian border. The couple were driving on 190 out there in Buffalo. And they tried to get off to stay in Buffalo.
Yeah.
They accidentally and unknowingly crossed the international border into Canada.
Okay.
And there are a couple of spots on the border where you can do this. The problem, however, is you can't just turn around and come back to the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go through the border.
Right.
And while trying to get back in the U.S., they were stopped by Customs and Border Protection.
All right.
Who had a few questions.
Okay.
They tried to explain themselves. But the pair did not have the proper documentation to re-enter the country.
Right.
So because of that, their car was searched. And that's where this gets bad. Authorities say the pair had a gun, cocaine.
Coke.
Ecstasy.
Oh, Jesus.
And marijuana in the car.
Man.
Sounds like a hell of an afternoon in Buffalo. Wow.
That's a Miami trunk.
Miami trunk. Yeah,
such a Miami trunk.
And the only reason it seems this pair were caught and arrested is because they made a wrong turn coming off an exit.
Okay.
It is insane that you can accidentally cross an international border.
Yeah.
But in our area, it is way more common than you think. Two people I know personally, it happened to.
Yeah.
It became a whole production for them. I would assume, Tommy, now it's a bigger issue with all the international stuff going on. Back in August, there were two stories in 1 week. A man who stole a car accidentally got onto the Peace Bridge in the stolen car.
Oh.
When he realized what he did, he tried to turn around, but Border Patrol chased him down.
Yeah.
A few days after that, a 36-year-old man from West Virginia also made a wrong turn and ended up on the Peace Bridge. He made it into Canada.
Okay.
He turned around and tried to come back in, but again, he didn't have the right paperwork. When they searched his car, they found he had an illegal AR-15, a 9mm handgun, and multiple magazines. Even worse.
Anybody wonder where he was actually going?
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. I mean, it all worked out. Because,
yeah.
Kimmy, even worse, they checked his background at the border. They discovered he had convictions that would have legally kept him from owning a gun.
Oh.
And it seems there is one specific exit in Buffalo, right off the highway.
Yeah.
It's like a roundabout. Are you familiar with it?
I think so.
Because you can go into Niagara Falls, U.S. You can go to Fort Erie, which I believe is Canada.
Yeah.
Then it'll take you another way across the border. But if you go in the wrong roundabout, which is very easy to do, all of a sudden you're going to Canada, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, you can't turn around.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. They should have a quick turnaround lane, right?
Maybe not.
But
maybe not.
Maybe this is all by design.
Less Miami trunks running around.
I mean, it is weird you had three people that were doing illegal stuff.
Two were heavy duty, man.
But those are only the people we're hearing about. This could happen 15 times a day.
Yeah.
And not even people doing anything illegal, but just people like ending up in the wrong place. Like, it's got to happen constantly.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah. I mean, I would love to know daily how many accidental border crossings there are into Canada. Because it doesn't seem on the Canadian side you can make this mistake coming into the U.S.
Oh, all right.
At least around Niagara Falls. I can't think of where you would be like, oh, now
I'm
going
to America.
Yeah,
it's pretty straight shot in.
Right?
Yeah.
Whether it's Niagara Falls, whether it's
I guess once you get to that point, there's nowhere to turn around. So it would have to happen both ways,
but
right?
I mean, I'm saying, like, it's pretty marked. It's marked really well. You are going into the United States.
Yeah.
Whereas in the U.S., all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, I'm going into Canada. I almost made this mistake with a switchblade in my car when I was 18 in Detroit.
Can you bring a switchblade in a
case? No, you can't bring weapons across the border. No,
nothing.
And I also didn't have my passport on me.
Oh.
So that would have been bad.
Yeah.
And luckily, I found a way to turn around and nobody chased me.
Well, that's a good question, too, because now with, like, the real ID, like, if you are going that way and you don't have your passport, which I'm guessing if you weren't planning on it, you probably don't, they wouldn't just have you turn around?
Okay, so there's two.
Because they're not going to let you in without it.
So that's a good question. Now, I don't know if Canada lets you in with certain stuff and the States won't let you back in without it, 252-WCMF, or if these people went through a border crossing that didn't have security.
Yeah.
Because those do exist along the U.S.-Canadian border.
But those are out in the wilderness. That's like the Dakotas.
There's. Are you sure there's not a border you can accidentally cross without a border crossing?
I think there is, but
near Buffalo.
Near Buffalo?
I thought there was one.
Oh, I don't know. I always figured you had to be out there.
Going into Canada, yeah. Not coming back into the States.
I can't imagine.
Look, I know it sounds crazy, but these stories all keep right. happening. Yeah. So, like, they get into Canada somehow, and then they got to come back. Can I ask a stupid question?
Stupid up.
Okay, so I love the duty-free shop.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things, because I hate paying duty.
Nobody likes the duty.
No, who wants duty?
Right.
How long do I have to be in Canada where I can go to the duty-free shop and then come back with my stuff?
Well, I think you could pull into those ones right there.
Well, no, because you're not paying duty because you're crossing an international right. border.
All right, so how long do I have to be there?
Yeah, like can I just cross the border and come right back in?
I knew people that did that and went up there and got stuff.
Okay, but were they doing it legally?
I don't think so, but I'm going way back here.
Okay.
So I don't think they cared. Now maybe they do more.
My dad one time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We went on a vacation up to this little cabin with his work buddies in Canada. Yeah. And you know, there's X amount of alcohol you can buy before you have to pay the duty.
Yeah.
So my dad would always buy more alcohol than was allowed. Thinking they would never search his car.
Yeah.
Well, one day they searched his car.
Oh, no.
And, like, you want to talk about embarrassing. They pull his ass over. And luckily, all he had to
and
do
he's
was,
a cop.
All he had to do was pay the duty.
Right.
And they let him walk. And again, this was in, like, 1991.
Yeah.
But, like, oh, no.
But they do make all that stuff look so enticing.
Well, yeah, it's a store, man.
No, but, I mean, it looks, like, really cool. Like, I want to smoke when I go into this.
The amount of cigarettes.
They had them big old Marlboros.
5 foot Toblerone. Oh. Come on, man.
Come on.
252 WCMF, we're talking about accidentally crossing the border near Buffalo. It's one exit that seems to be giving people problems, and a couple was arrested after they accidentally crossed into Canada with ecstasy, marijuana, a gun, and cocaine allegedly in their car. Pete's on CMF. Hey, Petey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good. So back when the Bills played Lions last year, me and my dad went up to that game, and we went through Lewiston. And the first thing I'll say is going from the U.S. side to the Canadian side, you're right. I mean, in that area, you can easily drive across the Canadian border because, I mean, it's just there's no signs. So anyway, so I had to get a new ID because my enhanced license was cracked. So I ordered a new ID. And when it came, I just assumed it was an enhanced license. And when they start talking about all the real ID stuff on the news for flying and everything, I went to look to see if I had that little mark on there for the enhanced, and all of a sudden went, they never sent me an enhanced license. I don't know how the hell I got across the border.
So they just let you back so over?
We went to Canada, into Detroit, and then back through Canada and into New York, and it was a regular ID.
Look at that.
And they didn't say nothing?
They didn't say nothing, and my dad, just like Pat's dad, you know, abused the duty-free shop there.
How much did your old man spend at the duty-free?
I want to say like $300 on like Crown Royal.
Oh, Crown.
Well, bro,
that's a big old Crown.
Yeah. He does it every time he goes through Michigan just so he has it stocked up.
I get it. That's Canadian syrup right there, buddy. Yeah. Petey, thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day. No, now I am confident that there is at least one spot you can cross without a border crossing, or at least there was, because a girl that I was dating did it.
I remember talking to somebody. I can't remember who it was. Somebody we know. And remember him saying, like, he didn't even realize he had crossed the border.
Yeah.
I think he was going to Detroit.
So, you know, going back to this idea of having, like, a quick oopsie turnaround.
Yeah.
Lane, right? Like, you stay in this lane. You made an obvious mistake. The U.S. Border Patrol asks you two questions. Yeah. They send you on their way. Because the other thing that sucks about stuff like this.
What's that?
Getting stuck behind someone who is about to get arrested at the border.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if they're just going through all your crap. And
right.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if it happens to you, look, nothing you can do. You got to sit there. Like, I've had that experience only after I met my wife for some reason.
Yeah.
When you're stuck behind somebody, right, like it holds everybody up.
Oh, yeah.
They shut down all the lanes for a little while.
Oh, they do all the lanes.
So, yeah, it depends on how bad it gets. So, like, sometimes if they're just suspicious, they will tell you pull over in the side.
Yeah.
The extreme ones, they will send, like, the patrol agents and the dogs out.
Yeah, they ain't messing.
Yeah. And everything gets shut down. And you just sit,
You're sitting, but you're also, like, kind of intensely watching what's going on. Like,
unless you ain't got something you want to go do.
You're kind of getting a show.
I think it also depends on how long you've been waiting at the border.
Yeah, because don't forget, you've just been driving for a couple hours.
Like, that bridge coming over from Niagara Falls, right?
Going
towards America.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the same bridge, right? But, like, getting back into the States, that bridge can take hours.
Oh, yeah, if you catch it at the wrong time,
And if I get all the way up close... And now I got to wait where they shut everything down where they're checking. Shut up. I don't care about the show. Larry Ann! Larry Ann from America! Larry Ann!
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This seems like no big deal.
What's that?
And maybe in reality it isn't. But it's against the law. And there are people listening right now in their cars who are breaking the law. And you may not even realize.
What are they doing?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. New York State troopers and police departments, sheriff's offices across the state are reminding people of something they've been seeing more lately.
Oh.
Anything that hangs from your rearview mirror is illegal.
Oh.
Anything at all. It is obstructed view. It is for your safety, and if a police officer wants to, they can write you a ticket or even pull you over if they see something hanging from your rearview mirror. Even something as simple as an air freshener, which is designed to go on your rearview mirror,
is
against the law.
All right.
So, just giving you the heads up.
Now, back in the day, like, everybody had all that crap. I never see it anymore.
All right, so Kimmy,
it still exists.
Well, the first thing you thought about when you saw this story.
Well, the first thing I thought was like, this was huge when we were teenagers, especially guys, because after prom, you'd get the, and I hope teenagers still don't do this, but the girls would have like the matching garter to their dress.
Going out with Mae West?
No, I mean, she's right. She's 100%
like
right.
Old school garter?
Yeah, you don't remember?
I don't know where that started, why we did that, but I hope Gen Z thinks that's, like, stupid.
So it got to the point where girls were getting, like, personalized garters.
Yeah. Oh, there were businesses making them and charging a fortune.
Really?
So, like, the charm on the garter would have, like, you or your date's name or, like, a photo of her on it. So, like, yeah.
It's pretty creepy move, man.
It is. Looking back on it,
okay,
16.
We were kids.
Yeah, but you didn't remove your garter, my dear.
So I remember, like, I couldn't.
Parents had to pay for that.
Yeah, mom and dad paid for it.
Yeah, go touch my daughter's leg.
I was invited, I was asked to be a date to a prom when I was a sophomore in high school, and I was pumped, not because I was going to prom.
But
finally got one.
Getting you some garter.
I got a garter.
Some car decor.
Exactly. So, like, I didn't have a car to drive for, like, another year and a half, but the first thing I did when I got that car was hang that garter, because it lets you know that I touched the inside of a girl's leg one time.
But I remember everybody had all that stuff hanging. Like, I remember my one friend had... It was like these crystal things that hung down, and when the sun hit it at a certain angle, everybody in the car was blinded.
Yeah.
Like, it looked cool until, like, sunset.
So the other one, I remember those dream catchers people used to put on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And then graduation tassels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Would hang those up there.
You knew someone was super cool if they had the graduation tassel and the garter at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a full boat.
All right.
But yeah, like, I kind of thought that was a teenage thing, and then we all let that go.
Yes, you should.
All right, Nick seems to have a problem with this.
What's Nick saying?
He writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get it. I'm going to do it in the voice that I assume he is writing.
Yeah. Okay?
There's a flip side of Kerr. Can you do a citizen's arrest on a cop for having all the hanging wires and the radios and stuff, three laptops, eating a 12-pack of donuts, swiping right on Tinder to pull someone over for me for hanging my dog tags, and I refuse to take him down? Then he asks, how about fuzzy dice? I would assume fuzzy dice, yes.
Those are huge.
Yeah. Against the law. You're breaking the law, Nick. You're going down.
I also know people that have, like, you know, security badges and stuff for work. They'll just probably...
Yeah, throw it up there.
Yeah, lasso it around.
I mean, look, I've never heard of anyone getting a ticket for this. But the story simply says, like, this, they can write you. I mean, look, even in the story, I'm going to read you a quote from, this was a Spectrum story, so it's a police officer they talked to. Quote, we don't want to be chasing around for that, but you are giving the officer a reason to stop you, talk to you, and warn you. They say that people think this is a money grab, but it's not. It's really about safety.
Okay.
Oh, you believe him, Tommy? It's about safety?
Money grab. I hate all that crap.
The stuff. Okay, I love how anything else you'd be like, it's a money grab, but because you agree with it.
You're junking up your car.
I don't want anything in my car but my ass.
You never had anything?
No.
Not even as a kid?
Probably when I was a kid, but I mean, as an adult with a car, no.
So you think any adult
nope,
that
just
is...
a trunk full of pornography.
Yes. So you're asking me?
Fuzzy dice on a 50-year-old guy's car?
I think you're a fool. I think you're the worst person there is.
Wow.
And I'm done with you.
I got nothing. My wife does not have fuzzy dice or anything. No, I was just asking because, like, the fuzzy dice are the skull boppers.
But that's like for the 50s,
yeah,
man.
That's why guys your age still like that stuff.
Yeah, but you're not in a high. I'll say this.
Okay.
If you're in a vintage sweet ride, I get
it. The theme.
But if you're in your, you know, Honda.
The Hondas are the ones that have this stuff the most,
but
man.
But that's not a hot rod from the 50s.
It's a modern hot rod, like those little Hondas that people like to soup up.
No, I'm saying you got to be old school. You got to look like you're riding around the 50s.
Okay, if it's not for my generation, then I'm
not even my generation.
Yeah, it looks like it is based on your face. 252-WCMF again. The state of New York is reminding people anything hanging from your rearview mirror is against the law. You can get a ticket for it. Even air fresheners, which are designed to go around. All right, Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to loop back around to the garter belt because, again, we don't know if kids still do this. I have not seen it.
No.
Okay. For our generation, at what age did that garter have to come down?
I mean, I would think, like, when you hit 25, it's way too
25?
Long.
25? Yeah, no kidding. I was waiting to hear, like, 18.
Well, here's the thing. I'm thinking maybe at 25 is around the age, like, that first car starts to crap out. You got to get a new car. So maybe that's at that point is when you make the transition of taking everything down.
If you can leave, I'm sorry.
How about if it's all, like, the sun has bleached it out? It's been up there so long.
Well, let's hope it was the sun that bleached it out. No, man, if you are of legal drinking age and you still have a garter hanging from your rearview mirror, that's like borderline, like, you should be, the police should talk to you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not entirely.
Maybe check that trunk.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not entirely sure when you got that garter.
Yeah, that's too far of a separation of high school to adulthood. Yeah, if you're drinking, you're going to look like a fool.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I mean, do guys keep those garters like in like boxes?
Like, forever?
Well, I don't know. Like, you got, like, boxes of stuff from when you were a kid that are hanging around.
Yeah, but if it's anything sexual.
Is that sexual?
Well, it's right there, bro.
It's in the inside of a thigh. Watch out.
Bro, if your hand's right there.
Inside of a thigh. Check it out. I'm Tommy Inside Thighs.
All you need is a tush push, and you're scoring.
A tush push. Kimmy, do you think guys save those, like, to this day, grown-ass men?
What would
still
you
have...
do with it?
Well, I mean, it's a memory, right?
Yeah, but it's a...
Yeah, I guess maybe if you have, like, you have a keepsake box or something, maybe that's something you'd throw in there.
Then you pulled off a whole girlfriend's.
But
it's like you're dredging a river.
But I guess I don't know why else you would keep
why would
it
you
other
keep
than
it?
Just having high school memories.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say, you know, because you guys moved into your house however many years ago. Yeah. I'm sure there are still boxes in your basement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or in our parents' basement.
Okay, so let's say you're going through your parents. Your husband goes back to his mom or dad's house, right? He's got a box full of, like, pictures and, like, football stuff, baseball stuff. And in there is the garter from the girl he went to prom with. Is that bothering you?
No, because, again, like, I understand.
It's got her name on it.
Sure, but.
It's got a sketch of her naked. She's 18, so it's legal.
Okay.
No, she was 18 at the time.
Why did you make that weird?
I was trying to get you.
You made it. You did a Tommy. You pulled a Tommy.
I did. I was trying to make you uncomfortable,
you
but
now
I
in the Tommy hole. No, I mean, I would understand why you'd have all those things, especially if it's something you don't look through that often.
I could say if it was at your parents' house, okay, you left it there. But if you transported it. Like, for multiple houses, like, it's like a keepsake. You keep moving. Like, you haven't thought, like, I should probably throw this out. That's weird.
Here's the thing. I think I would, if my parents, my parents' house got repossessed, so I lost all my, like, but if that didn't happen, I probably would still have mine.
Man, if I had one, my creepy old ass, but, off of some, that woman's probably dead.
Yeah, but yours was actually functional based on the time it was used. Holding up her stockings.
But I would understand why, after having it that long, it would be harder to get rid of that stuff. Because that's you're even farther from those memories.
But I moved it. I kept bringing it with me. Like, I would have had to move with it from Florida.
Well, yeah, but
cross state lines with it.
If it's just in a box.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have it on display.
All right, so Kimmy would not be bothered by the garter in the box. Yeah. However, Brooke writes us on Instagram, again, Duffy on WCMF. I'm going to read it now that we're going to keep the theme going. I'm going to read it in the way that I think she is saying it. Brooke writes, I'd whoop my man if that was his in his keepsake box. And I'm looking at a picture of Brooke right now. Yeah, she looks like she could do some whooping.
Okay.
I am very intimidated.
Sturdy gal?
No, not like that.
Yeah. She's sturdy.
No, she's got like that scary West Side Girl.
Oh, my gosh, she does.
Ah, man. See? We all saw it. We all know this girl. We all went to high school with this girl.
She can kick some ass.
Oh, all right, let's take a break.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.